You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right. So they say most people are unwilling to contradict their doctor or disagree with him and then go on and ignore advice. Apparently, a U.S. survey today showed that most do want to stay in treatment decisions, but they're kind of intimidated by the doctor, and they end up leaving the doctor's office pretty discouraged, going, well, I'm not going to listen to him anyway. Apparently, these findings appeared in the Archives of Internal Medicine based on an online panel of 1,300 adults who were told to imagine they had heart disease and then asked how they wanted to be involved with their treatment. And there seemed to be a reluctance or a fear to disagree with the doctor. Reluctance to express disagreement in the office may correlate with poor adherence outside the office. Close to 70% said they preferred making medical decisions with their doctors. I don't blame them. But only 1 in 7 said they would disagree with their doctor over treatment, some saying it would not be socially acceptable or would damage their relationship with the doctor. Now, this is important, as there's going to be less and less relationships available. And you find a doctor, you want to be all lovey-dovey with him, especially with the way access is going to be later. So we're going to have to talk about this one. All right. Let me see. Let's just talk about it now. So doctors are pretty intimidating. When I went to school, I was very intimidated by my superiors and by the doctors I trained under. But the one thing I learned is very early on that my approach with my patients was going to be very different from some of these doctors. The doctors would come in, they'd say, this is what we're going to do. All right. You happy? You not happy? That's how we're going to go. My way or the highway. Now me, you know, coming from Las Vegas and we have buffets all over the place, I always wanted to do the buffet approach. I lay out for the patient, even whether I draw it on the tissue paper that's on the exam table, or whether I use a chalkboard. I have dry erase boards in all my rooms, so I could actually, you know, write down and show patients things. But I always wanted to, which I have done, is give patients a buffet of options and say, all right, we could go this route, we could go this route, we could go this route. Now, keep in mind, I'm a family doctor. So as a family doctor, I have the advantage of being able to do that. One, I seem to have more time with my patients. You know, two, I seem to know them a little better. And, you know, as family docs, talk more. I'm not the surgeon that has to cut out the cancer. I mean, you know, there's not a lot of buffet options and garnishes you could choose from. I mean, you know, the doctor's going to say, look, we got to cut it out. Boom. Or you're an oncologist. You know, this is the best treatment. This is the one I trust. This is the one I plan to go with. But many patients with their internist or their family doctor or even their pediatrician, they do feel like that they cannot approach him with any form of disagreement. Now, there's ways to do it. I've taught you all how to do it, and we'll revisit that tonight. But there are ways to disagree. Remember, this is your body. You should have right. True, the doctor, nurse practitioner, physician assistant has had much more training in the topic, but you know your body more than that doctor does. So, like, for example, when I was a little afraid of taking sulfa, I had taken sulfa without a problem, but my mom's allergic, and I just had the feeling that my 21st time or my 17th time I took it, I'd react. So when I told the doctor, I don't think I want to take the sulfa drug, he said, that's my favorite drug, that's what you're taking. I mean, I'm another physician, and the doctors do it, you know, don't think just because I'm a physician, I get treated any different. Now, the doctors do the my way or the highway with me as well. Absolutely. So he does that, and I have a horrible reaction to the Bactrim antibiotic. My urine turns dark brown. I start to get these petechiae where you're bleeding. Your capillaries are bleeding underneath your skin, and it was a horrible reaction. I had body aches. I got really sick, and I just had that feeling. Again, I know my body. I don't care if that's his favorite antibiotic. And so I've been in that situation where doctors will tell me my way or the highway, and they're wrong. And, oh, that makes me mad. However, if you are a patient that, you know, if let's say, you know, you come in to the ER and you're a little nauseous and short of breath and the doctor goes, look, you're having a heart attack. All right. We need to, you know, intervene. And you say, no, I'm just nauseous. Let me go home, which again happened to me as patients. You know, I'm like, no, you're not going home. You're not, you know, I have with some of my patients had to do that. I'm like, look, you had a heart attack. Well, Dr. Dahlia, if I have a heart attack, that means it's past tense and I'm good. Let me go back home. No, because you could have an aftershock. And so with a couple of my patients, yes, I have. When it's a life-threatening situation, when I was doing ER or urgent care, yes, I had to say my way or the highway. But patients really do have this fear, and the fear is not unfounded. Another thing doctors have been doing, and I think they have the right to do this, is discharging patients that don't want to follow their advice. Now, keep in mind, there's nothing protecting doctors from malpractice. We don't have adequate tort reform. So if a doctor has a patient who has high cholesterol, and the patient doesn't want to take cholesterol medicine, they don't want to stop smoking, they don't want to take care of their diabetes, diet, and exercise, the doctor, remember, isn't making that much money on you. He may say, you know what, I do not need the liability of you having a heart attack. Just like that patient who had sex, cheated on his wife in a menage a trois, cardiologist gets sued for close to $1 million because he didn't tell the patient to not have sex. You know, many of these doctors will say, look, if you're high risk and you're not following my advice, it's not worth my making the $25, $30 on you. Go to another doctor. I can't deal with the liability. So a lot of patients may be feeling that. And they may be saying, well, look, I don't want to get kicked out. Again, if you explain to your doctor the fears, I have many patients. I'll say, look, I want you on cholesterol medication. And they're like, but Dr. Dahlia, my sister didn't do well. My mom didn't do well. I'd like to avoid it. Okay, you explained why. Great, then let's come up with an alternative, maybe a non-statin medication. Maybe let's get a nutritionist involved. Maybe let's get you signed up with Weight Watchers. Let's maybe have a cardiologist take a look at you and do some cardiac testing. And if he detects cardiac blockage, we can make a more educated decision. But don't be afraid to open up, because while you still have the opportunity to get another doctor, I want you guys to find somebody you could work with for the next few years or decade. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. We are live right now, 18 minutes past the hour on this beautiful, beautiful Thursday evening, 8 o'clock or 8:18 Pacific time, Eastern time, 11:18 at night. Roger from San Diego writes, Doctor, how do you disagree with your doctor when you believe he's ordering tests because he benefits financially from them? Okay, that's a good one. And, of course, please call it at 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I guess, what do you mean? Like, let's say the doctor says, oh, I want to order a treadmill. And he has a treadmill right there in the office. So you think he's wants to order the treadmill so he, you know, can reap the benefits of that. Or supplements. I have a lot of you email me saying my doctor sells supplements and says I have to have these supplements, but he sells them. How do I know if it's objective or not? Those are tough. Those are really tough. I mean, what I urge all of you to do, especially with the rapidly changing healthcare system, whether you're for Obamacare or not, I think we all have to agree that access is going to be compromised and doctors are leaving the field, which means you are probably going to have a much more strained time finding a doctor and keeping a doctor that you like. So first and foremost, if you have any doctor that you don't think has your best interest in mind, switch them. Because you need to be extremely comfortable with their decision making. I mean, some of these decisions or life or death. All right. Now, have I heard of doctors that may overdo tests that they have in their office? Yes, I have. I mean, remember, you know, doctors don't make money like they used to. I'm not saying this is okay, but just seeing you as a patient, see, I don't really have a lot of ancillary things in my office. I don't do treadmills. I don't do ultrasounds. I send them out. So I don't financially reap any, like mammograms. I don't make money on mammograms. I send you to a radiology place. You get it done there. I don't make any money doing that. So when I recommend a mammogram, the patient knows I'm recommending it because I think they really need it. Same thing with the colonoscopy. When I recommend a colonoscopy, I'm not financially benefiting from that. Some other doctor's doing it. The only way I benefit is I know my patient has had then a proper colon cancer screen, you know, if done correctly. So, you know, if you feel like you are in a doctor's office where they are ordering tests because they have them in the office and they can, you know, make money from them, I need you to feel more comfortable. With these doctors, they have to, you need to feel like what they're telling you is completely unbiased. Now, many doctors do have, treadmills in their office, et cetera, because many patients qualify for them. And it's easier, for example, I've already told many of you, if you're over 40, 50 years old and you have any cardiac risk factors, I think you should have a stress test. Think it's a good idea. EKGs only tell half the story. EKGs, those tests where they put the probes on your chest to pick up the electricity of what your heart gives off. It picks up the electricity painlessly. We look at the electroencephalogram, the EKG. We tell you what we think. We determine, the electricity, the waves may look a little off, so we're going to deduce, indirectly, or infer that maybe the muscle isn't conducting the electricity right because there's something wrong with the muscle. It's a nice test. It's very sensitive, but it's not very specific. If you have an actual heart attack and you're in the middle of a heart attack, these EKGs, they'll be all over the place. I mean, we'll be able to see that. It'll pick it up. It's sensitive. But a normal EKG, it's not that specific. We can't tell you're 100% in the clear. So I usually recommend for my 40, 50-year-olds with any sort of cardiac risk factor, smoker, family history of heart disease, personal history of heart disease, high cholesterol, diabetes, high blood pressure, and they're even thinking about adding short stature, I recommend a treadmill test. Maybe I should have a treadmill in the office. I mean, that could financially help. I mean, I order so many of them. Why not? And I love cardiac management. I think it would be a smart move for a family doc or internist to do that if they order them frequently for a good reason. But I don't want you to think just because a person has it, they're going to over-order, right? Usually with insurance, you still have to validate why you need to have a test done. So if you think your doctor's saying, I need you to buy all these supplements, my way or the highway, and you don't want to buy the supplements, you're probably going to want to find a doctor that you could work with. But, if the doctor's saying, look, your father died of a heart attack, your brother died of a heart attack, your cholesterol is over 300, I want you on a cholesterol medication, and you don't want to go on one, you're going to have some sort of a discourse, some sort of a conversation with him as to why. Because remember, his job is not to do your hair, is not to do your nails, his job is, to be there for your health. And I'll have some patients, they don't want to take any of my advice. I'm like, what are you here for? Well, I just want my pain pills. And I go, that's not what I am. I'm not a pill dispensary. When you come to me, I'm going to give you my advice. If you don't want to take my advice and you and I don't have a relationship where I'm actually taking care of you, I probably can't be your doctor. I've had to discharge patients. I've had to discharge many of them. Some that, find me because no other doctor will give them narcotics. And I'm like, look, well, you're not going to get narcotics from me. If you have valid pain, yes, I'll treat you, but not long term. If you have back pain, knee pain, chronic headaches, you're going to need those evaluated by a specialist and managed by them. That's just what I do. Remember, I practice in Las Vegas. We have some strict rules when it comes to narcotics, and I want to be by the book, and I don't think I'm helping you just handing you out pills. Right? And many of my patients are veterans, amputees, et cetera. They're usually under the care of a pain specialist. So I make sure everybody who needs to get pain medicines gets them, whether I personally do it or not. But I'll have some people that go, no, I don't believe in mammograms, I don't believe in pap smears, I don't believe in colonoscopies, and you have a right to do that. You know, I don't even believe in blood tests, I just want my blood pressure medicine and see you in a year. Unfortunately, there's not a federal, national sort of tort reform, statewide tort reform that I feel comfortable enough which would protect me. And some of those patients are like, I just want to treat myself. I want a Z-Pack and fries and a milkshake on the side, doctor. That's all I want, or I'll leave. I usually say you probably don't want to come here. All right? I mean, I'm a doctor. I'm not a dispensary. And I'm going to give you my opinion, and I'm going to want to make sure your eyes are okay, your heart's okay, etc. Will I ever force a person to have a pelvic? Absolutely not. If they don't want one, they don't want one. You know? But coming to me for a medication without allowing me to check your blood and making sure it's not bothering your liver, bothering your kidneys, you're tying my hands. And I can't have anybody tie my hands. And so, yes, I have discharged people. But you know, you don't be intimidated by that. You know, talk to your doctor. Tell them what the situation is. And I've had patients that go, Dr. Dahlia, I can only pay $50 for my health care. We have a $50 cash rate. And I can't come in for blood work. I need something for my blood pressure. All right, well, then let me find you a blood pressure medication that may not need as much supervision. That's fine. You know, when you're on a water pill for blood pressure, that could deplete your potassium. So your doctor needs to keep an eye on your potassium. Because if you have low potassium, that could cause cardiac arrhythmias and other issues. Some of these medications, these ACE inhibitors, ARBs, they could, you know, cause some issues with your kidneys. Your kidney status should be watched while you're on those medications. Yet some of your other medications, like your calcium channel blockers, we don't have to watch your potassium that closely. We don't have to watch your renal status as closely. We can maybe go every 6 months. So talk to your doctor. Don't just say, no, I'm not coming in. Tell them why. You know, Dr. Dahlia, I was abused. I don't like vaginal exams. Well, I got that. I got that. You know, that's fine. The only thing is, I may want then you under the care of a gynecologist or somebody who could maybe work with you or ultrasound you to kind of keep an eye on what's going on down there, right? Because we don't like to prescribe hormones willy-nilly. But, you know, many of you are very logical. Yeah, we have some illogical people, you know, out there, but for the most part, there's some logic behind your decision. You know, Dr. Dahlia, I don't want a colonoscopy because my aunt had a colonoscopy done and was perforated. Well, that's a very logical fear. You know, no wonder you don't want to go for a colonoscopy. Well, then fine. There may be other ways we could try to screen you for colon cancer. They may not be as effective, but there's something else we could do. But you see, talk. And if your doctor won't talk and ask you why, you know, but like I said, you know, the approach has to be there. Sometimes you could say, doctor, like let's say the doctor wants the colonoscopy and he goes, you got to have this done. You know, one way to approach it is go, doctor, I totally agree with you. Colonoscopies are one of the best ways to check for colon cancer screening. I agree with you. You're right on the money. However, this is my concern. This happened to my aunt. I don't think I'll do well with anesthesia. Is there anything temporarily we could do while I'm working up the guts to do it or whatever? You see, that's a little bit better way than going, all right, he said that. I'm walking out of here in the parking lot. I'm not going to listen to him. And there's a huge disconnect. All right, when we come back, let's get to some medical headlines. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order, or Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
BePrepared.com heats up July with the hottest sale on the web. Going on now, save 28% on freeze-dried raspberries or save on our three-day light emergency kit, a $50 value. This month, just $30.99. Plus, all one-year supplies are on sale at BePrepared.com. This month, save over $350 on our traditional 2,000-year supply of food. Now, just $12.99.99 and get a hand-grain mill free. Or choose our most popular year supply, the Premium 2000. It gives you 2,000 calories per day from a variety of nutritious meals for one whole year. Save over $700 plus get a free Katadyn Hiker water filter, a $75 value. More details and more hot July savings at BePrepared.com now through July 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing. Eliminate the craving for carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy, and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the elimination of pain and bloating after 1 month, as well as an improvement in strength, energy, and blood sugar. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old. It is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of KNOCKOUT pain cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
For tuning in, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 33 minutes past the hour. You know, it blows my mind what smartphones can do, especially since there's now an Android app, Dr. Dahlia app. Go to my website, download it. It's a free app. Get to listen to the Dr. Dahlia show whenever you want. But what's really interesting is this story came out today saying ERs are using these smartphones to help aid eye diagnoses in the emergency room. What they're doing is they're taking pictures, even as deep as into the retina, using their smartphone, sending the patient images to ophthalmologists, who usually don't run around the ER and aren't as easily accessible, to make eye-related diagnoses. Two ophthalmologists have higher quality ratings to inner eye photos, they say, when they looked at the images on an iPhone as compared to a desktop computer. They said they were able to see the inner eye clearer on their smartphone than desktop computer. Now, these results are being published in the Archives of Ophthalmology. So, you know, and we're not just talking pink eye. I guess when they're trying to look at, you know, swelling in the back of the eye, like glaucoma, retinopathy, my guess My guess, I'm wondering, is if they're using the, there's a slit lamp. You know, when you go to the eye doctor or when you're being evaluated, you put your face onto that, kind of that bracket. Your chin has to be put up against the bar. And then they're able to magnify. I mean, I'm wondering if they're taking a picture of that. That's, you know, because how else can you get back into the back of the eye? You're going to have to use a, but to get back to the retina, they'll have to probably attach it to the ophthalmoscope. I don't know how you take the picture of the retina. I mean, to look in the retina, I got to get right up to the patient and look into that pupil to be able to look back. Sometimes we need the pupils dilated so we can take a better look. Sometimes we don't. But that's kind of interesting. Anyway, they say not every hospital in the country and the ER has access to an eye doctor. All right. Many ER doctors do not always feel comfortable with eye care, so being able to use your smartphone helps. They say the smartphones could be used to take and send pictures of damage to the eyelid or the front of the eye. When it comes to complicated inner eye photos, using a more advanced camera to take the photo and then send it to an ophthalmologist via smartphone for diagnosis. Two ophthalmologists looked at these photos, liked the images much better on their iPhone than their desktop computer. I'm sure your droids would do the same. I've actually sent pictures on my, in fact, that's why I bought the iPhone. I had a BlackBerry, and I had a patient who appeared to have a chest mass, and I was sending the patient to the cardiologist because I thought it was a cardiac mass, a tumor on the heart. So he has an iPhone, and I have an iPhone, and before I had this, I borrowed, I think, one of my colleague's iPhones to take the picture and send it. And it was crystal clear. I mean, he didn't need the x-ray. I mean, he was able to see it from there. And I'm like, all right, I'm getting an iPhone. And that's one of the reasons why I got that. I mean, I'm sure I could have gotten a droid either, just iPhone I knew at the time. And so I got one. But, I think doctors are going to be using their iPads, iPhones a lot more than you think. And it's a new wave of the future. Personally, though, I really like having the chart, the paper, you know, the writing things out in pen. I can't stand it when computers crash, you know, but for the most part, I'm not having as much issues, you know, with my Apple gear like I thought I would. So not too shabby. All right, let's move on. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. All right, so this is kind of, you know, lovey-dovey. They say the love hormone, oxytocin, gets released not only when you're having sex, and when you're, you know, in a relationship or relating to somebody, but when you're on social media. So if you're on Facebook, your love hormone will be released. Why? Because the body doesn't distinguish between texting or Facebooking and real interaction. Right? Yeah. Apparently, a study conducted by Dr. Paul Zak at Claremont Graduate University in California say humans release oxytocin, also known as the love hormone, while communicating through social media websites and instant and text messaging. Oxytocin is a hormone released in sex, causing people, especially women, to feel a greater bond for their partner. It also helps reduce cortisol, which is a primary stress hormone and has been known to influence a person's charitable giving. Women release 20% more oxytocin than men. So, you know, guys, if you don't want to give, a lady you're dating the wrong impression, you may want to cut back on the text. I know a lot of people, they like to break up in a text. They think it's easy. Who got divorced in a text? Oh, wasn't one of the Glee stars realized he was fired for the next season? Wasn't going to be on the next season by reading a tweet? I tell you, I still think social media is a lot colder. You know, I think, you know, like my brother, you know, he rarely calls, you know, it's a tweet, you know, and I mean, we get by and, you know, we try to put emotion in the tweet, but everything's very robotic, isn't it? And it just seems that way. And that's what Facebook does. I know you could like, I know you could poke, you could super poke. Speaking of Facebook, they say plastic surgery is on the rise because people see their photos of their flaws on Facebook, they freak out because they're seeing themselves as everybody else has seen them and appear to be now wanting to fix themselves and going for surgery. They say surgeons are seeing such a rise in people getting cosmetic procedures like facelifts, nose jobs, that some have even created specific procedures to accommodate patients unhappy with close-up views of their appearance on Facebook. Social media obviously offers people an alternative perspective on how they look, showing off fatty and unsightly parts of their body. We talked about this in the first hour. I cannot stand it when people post pictures of me. I mean, like my friends, well, like if there's a party and you see me in the back, you know, munching on some nachos, and of course my mouth is open, you know, my eyes are all googly-eyed because I love the nacho or it's spicy, and you're like, really? You put a picture there and then you tagged me in it, and here I am eating nachos and obviously leaning up against the counter, so I'm not standing there like, you know, the stars do when they pretend they get photos from paparazzi sucking in their stomach. I hate those pictures. I can't stand them. You know, or I speak at a meeting and people take pictures of me speaking. And, of course, you know, I start going off on Obamacare and yelling. You know, I look all mean and, you know, disgruntled. And I'm like, really? You guys had to post that? Really? But what I was discussing earlier this evening was when we look in the mirror, we think we're a heck of a lot more attractive than when we see ourselves on the internet. And the reason why is we will shift our face to a position where we think we look the best. Try that today, tonight. When you look in the mirror, do not move. Look at yourself the angle that you looked in the mirror, and then maybe try a couple other angles. But you have to stay. You can't immediately move your eyes, shift over. You can't do that. And, it, you know, because sometimes, you know, I'll see myself on TV a lot, you know, when I do news stories. And I don't like the way I look on TV. And usually the camera will be at an angle. They won't look at you straight on. When you're being interviewed for a health story, they come at you with an angle. And I don't like the way I look at an angle. And I never see myself at an angle because I always see myself face on. Head on in the mirror, you see? And so, you know, try it. You look in the mirror, look at an angle, and then you're like, oh, no wonder I look like that on TV. You know, and it's frustrating because we really manipulate the situation more than we think we do. And I say, go for it. Go ahead and manipulate the situation. Look at yourself any way you want to because you want to feel good. You want to feel sexy. I mean, if I felt like the way I looked on TV, I'd probably never want to show my face. I probably wouldn't even do radio. I probably wouldn't show my face on radio. But when I look in the mirror, I think I look good, and I move on. But, of course, you know, the camera doesn't lie. So, you know, interesting stuff. But the fact that plastic surgery is on the rise, I mean, it shows people are just, you know, like me right now, I don't feel, I only feel my one chin. Yet, depending on the right picture at the right time, you'll see a double chin. So people end up going and getting the chin liposuctioned or tightened. Expensive, though. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Let me ask you a question. What does freedom mean to you? The freedom to choose, the freedom to vote, the freedom to worship. How about the freedom to take control of your own future? My friends at eFoods Direct are celebrating freedom this month while helping you take control of your greatest dependency, food. Right now, you receive one of their new Patriot Packs free with every $289 you spend on their highly nutritious and great-tasting food. The Patriot Pack is a 30-day supply of eFoods quick fix, easy to store food. For example, purchase a one-year supply and get 5 Patriot Packs, which is 5 months of food free. Use the extra food for everyday use and save hundreds off your grocery bill. Give your free Patriot Pack as a gift to a friend or relative, or simply add more food to your long-term supply for free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Operators are standing by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. eFoods is so affordable, the more you store and eat, the more you save. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 right now.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I live in my car, sometimes a rental car. Every day, I find a nice, quiet place to pull over and meet a client through WebEx, face-to-face on my smartphone. This is the way to do business.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco, WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
This. This is kind of cute. Thank you all for joining us. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 48 minutes past the hour. This comes from Reader's Digest. 13 plus things your bartenders won't tell you. Apparently, bartenders are going to share some of their secrets, tips, and best etiquette advice. I just came across this. It's kind of cool. Number one, they say if you yell, whistle, or wave money, I'm going to make you wait. That's what this one bartender says. Make eye contact and smile, and I'll come over as soon as I can. Know what you want and have your money ready. Don't create a traffic jam. All right? Another bartender says start a tab. If I swipe your card 5 times, that's 5 times as much paperwork I have to do at 4 a.m. So start a tab. If you want a drink made strong, then order a double for double the price. Oh, yeah, sometimes, right? Or I'll have a drink, make it tall. Yeah, so you think you get more? They say liquor sales in bars and restaurants were down 2.2% last year. People, apparently, they've been skimping on food more than drinks. But beer sales have been slowing down. I guess that's what they're saying, some of these tips from bartenders. They say a lot of bars have comp tabs, which allows me to give away drinks. It's smart business. Now, wait a second. I want some advice. Looks like Reader's Digest, not a lot of advice. Here's this one. If your tipping guideline is still a buck a drink, listen closely. That doesn't fly if you order a $12 cocktail. Tip at least 15%. Oh, see, I always get questions about tipping. You know, I'm a doctor. Always, you know, doctor, what do you tip this? What do you tip that? What do you tip valet? What do you tip? You know, with alcohol and stuff. See, I don't go to a bar and drink. So I mean, if we're at a restaurant and we order something, it's a part of the tab. So usually, but I tip 20% just because I used to, you know, wait tables and bartender and cocktail and stuff. So I know what these people make. And so I usually tip 20%, but I guess bartenders don't like a buck a drink. They say some of the sliced fruit and garnishes may sit out for days until they're gone. You know, I never order lemon in my water. I don't order lemon in the water because I would see the bartenders, you know, they use their bare hands, they cut it up, and I mean, even though their hands should be clean, many times they don't wash their hands all the time. So then you throw the lemon in with the rind and you could get extra germs in there. So I usually don't allow the fruit garnish to be there. And they say sometimes, the fruit, could be old. They say the smoothest guys that they see compliment a woman and then walk away. It's very non-threatening. That's true. If you ever, let's even get out of the dating scene here. And again, this comes from Reader's Digest. These are bartender tips. Let's say you don't want to look like you're kissing up to your boss, right? But you want to give a compliment, or you like somebody, you want to give a compliment. Giving a compliment and then standing there like a puppy dog waiting for a pat on the head doesn't work. And give a compliment that doesn't sound like a compliment. You know, one of the best compliments I got once in medical school was one of the other students came up to me and said, you know, you're really looking more narrow. I could see it. Your hips look more narrow, you know, and walked off. And, you know, everybody always says, oh, you look like you're losing weight, and nobody believes you. But if you're honestly telling somebody, you know, you look more narrow and I really see your cheekbones, you must have lost some weight, that means a little bit more because you're more specific. It's not just a, wow, you lost weight, you know? Or if you, I really like that color tie, not because I like it, just it's unique. And, I just had to tell you that it's a good color tie. And then go back to your desk, go, but if you kind of stand around waiting for an answer back. So sometimes some of the best compliments are where you just say it matter of factly. Don't even act like you're complimenting. You could say, you know, that's an interesting color green. It really goes with that shirt. You'd think it wouldn't. You know, if I saw that tie in a store, I wouldn't think, but looking at that with the shirt, that makes some sense. You see what I mean? So you're complimenting them, but you're not looking like you're sucking up, all right? Bartenders say that I have the police on speed dial and never hesitate to call. That's kind of interesting. They say don't order a round of drinks after last call. Last a call applies to everyone, even you. Well, don't you think the bar wants to make money? They say some of us bartenders get a cut from the cab company when we call a taxi for a tipsy patron. Now, that's interesting. Let me see. They say if you get into a fight, don't ask them to figure it out because usually you don't tip them enough. If I cut you off, don't argue. Never argue with the bartender. Oh, get a room. Okay, we all know that. Let me see if there's any other really good advice. All right. Let me see here. No other real good advice. Okay, so that's kind of interesting. I love hearing from insiders. You know, I can only really tell you pretty much the doctor, maybe, you know, food server, et cetera. But I love hearing these stories. Well, one thing that I'm always confused about is when to tip valet. I live in Las Vegas, and parking is free, but sometimes it's very difficult. And when you're in a hurry, it's much easier to valet because it's free valet in Las Vegas, whereas valet, there's usually a cost in New York and other states. Yeah, free valet, but then you want a tip. And my husband and I always argue, do you tip the valet when you're coming in so they take good care of your car, or do you tip them on the way out? I say tip them going in. My husband's like, no, you tip them on the way out. I go, but if you tip them on the way out, they can't really do anything with the tip. I mean, if you tip them really good, you aren't going to get any extra service. You know, you tip them going in. And the reason why I tell him that is because many of my patients who do valet, they say that a lot of times they'll write down the tip that you gave on that little piece of paper. And they won't do it for all of them, but ones that tip well, they do that to notify everybody else, right? And I've noticed that you seem to get better care. My only problem is you tip them going in. When you leave, they expect a tip too. And when you say, well, I got you on the way in, they don't believe you. So I still don't know exactly what to do because I've heard it from both sides. But most valet people say tip going in, and hopefully they let other people know. I don't know. But, you know, I have a problem sometimes with tips in general. And we've talked about this because sometimes you pay so much for the service of things, you know, like these kids' birthday parties. You're paying for the service. They call it labor, but I like calling it service. You're paying for the room. You're paying for them to do a party. But then on top of that, you got a tip as well. And you're like, well, I thought, you know, we're paying for you to, or, you know, do the party, but you gotta throw extra. And so, you know, sometimes it's like, well, you know, what are you paying? What, you know, why can't the prices just include it? But it's not the way it is. Just like with healthcare, things are overpriced. They're already over, exalted, and then you have to, you know, it's frustrating. All right. Let's move on. A baby suffered life-threatening burns after falling into a washing machine. This happened in Manchester, New Hampshire. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show. 5-month-old Shay G.M. Petrucci sustained burns to 90% of his body, only 5 months old, when the father became distracted while changing him on a changing table next to the washing machine. Oh, I wonder if he rolled over into it. But why wasn't the door closed? Anyway, looks like he's being treated. He's in stable condition, but just crazy. Crazy stuff. Okay, also crazy, what's this? According to Daily Mail, woman who performs sex acts on her dog while wearing a mask and collar is sentenced to 120 days in prison. Oh, that's disgusting. Dana Kentz from St. Louis called police to her home to report that her partner, Sean Ingram, had punched and slapped her. When they arrived, police found child pornography images and images of sex acts involving the couple's dog on the cell phone. The husband, I guess, posted them on a fetish site. Don't people have anything better to do? Get jobs, people. Then you won't be doing the stupid stuff, especially child porn. They should be thrown in jail longer. All right, guys, great show. I cannot wait to talk to you tomorrow. You all have a safe evening. And don't forget to download the Dr. Dahlia app. Go to my website to download it. It's free. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven 3-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.